This paradox has probably been around since the first reporters and famous people to report on. For the paparazzi, there has been a lot of recent backlash from celebrities and those who side with them. For most of the paparazzi, these pictures are their livelihood. They support their own families by these pictures. The need for news is still recognized by most, but just what news to print is where the paparazzi find their niche. According to Cinerama, the knowledge that an article may potentially influence millions of readers determines the attitude and the style of news people. Most of the paparazzi want respect and would much rather see their work in Time, Newsweek, or Life magazines than in the tabloids. Many paparazzi believe that it is their legal right to photograph whomever and whenever they want in public, and still more recognize the power of the media in the lives of all people. Think, where do you find out a lot of your information not learned in school or by personal experience? The newspapers, television, magazines, tabloids, the internet? How did you find out about the death of Princess Di? How did Arizona find out about Fife Symington's illegal operations? Again, Cinerama sums it up nicely by saying, if the media does its job well, its power can be tremendous. It can be a fourth estate overseeing the government, in addition to the traditional three branches. But again, the question becomes, where does the right of these reporters end and the rights of the interviewees begin?